tomorrow, the Mother and Baby Institutions Payment Scheme opens for application. That's March 20th. Eileen Malloy, I spoke to her. She was born in St. Convanas in Killarney, but just after 11 months was transferred to Nazareth Home in Tralee. Eileen got in touch with us because she wants to stress that people need to get in touch. They need to be aware of what's going on. And also, you don't need a solicitor if you don't want one in relation to applying for the scheme. But it's very important that you read up on it and that you're aware the application process is open so that you can apply to get compensation. I first of all put it to her about that and got her to talk to me about the scheme and what it's hoped it will do for people.
First of all, that it is opening on the 20th of March 2024. And it gives a rundown on how to apply for the payment scheme. There's a dedicated application portal. However, if it's not possible for people to submit a paper application form, if they can't have access to the application portal, they can submit a paper application.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are a number of ways you can get the application form. You can download it from the website, which I'll be giving all the details at the end, by contacting the payment scheme office by phone or email to request a copy to be sent to you. If you live in Ireland, you'll also be able to find a form in your local library or the Citizens Information Centre. If you live outside of Ireland and would prefer not to use the online portal, you can contact the payment scheme office or your local Irish embassy or consulate to request a paper copy of the application form. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. And all that's very important, Eileen, for multiple ways for people to access this scheme.
Right. So, also too, there's if people are disabled in any way or have difficulty with the internet, they can actually nominate somebody to apply on their behalf. But there's a very important issue with that. The person has to give permission to the person representing them.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
It must be in written form, because that's actually a legal document after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there are legalities attached to it, right? So, yeah, in order to complete the application then, you will need the name of the institution that you spend time in. You'll also be provided with an indication, or you have to provide an indication to the best of your memory, the date you entered and the date you left, right? And Mr. O'Gorman said that it's not possible for everybody to have that kind of information, and if they don't, not to worry about it, because I feel the government has our information already anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But the one thing is authentication of you are who you say you are, and that you were actually in one of the institutions. And really, because with the other redress schemes, there was a lot of people applied that shouldn't have applied at all, really.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They want to actually cut out all that if possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Now, another very important point, Gerry, and this is really, really important, because I have seen online where solicitors are touting for business, and you do not, and I really mean the word not, need a solicitor. If you do, for any reason, employ a solicitor, you are employing that solicitor, and the money will come out of your own payment and your own pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So the government are not paying for that. You'll have to pay yourself. Okay.
So you can get one if you want, but you don't need one to be part of the scheme and to get payment.
Exactly, exactly, right. So the scheme, notification for the scheme is, it actually tells you you don't need a solicitor, right? So people need to really remember that one. And depending on whether you're applying for yourself or another person, I just mentioned that there actually, you need a copy of identification. We understand that you may use a payment scheme open to, sorry, we understand that you may want to use the time before the payment scheme to gather up documents. So the next thing would be then applying for your documents. If you know where to get them, that's great. But there are, if you go into gov.ie, there are various ways that you can get different departments that would be able to trace, like TUSLA would be one of them.
Yeah.
The HSE would be another one. I'll give all those phone numbers later on. And you can, there's also, like, for instance, you can apply for a person who is deceased if they gave you power of attorney.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I think that's a non-runner because I don't believe that people who are deceased would have realised that the scheme was going to be up and running this
in advance. Yeah,
in advance.
Yeah.
And but if that is the case, though, you have to show the will. If there is no will, then you have to show proof in some way, shape or form. Now, I don't know if you need a solicitor for that, actually, because that is probably a legal matter anyway.
Yeah. And so, Eileen, on the wider sense of it, look, the sort of places that are covered by the payment scheme, there are mother and baby or county home institutions listed right across the country, including in Kerry. And then there are other institutions relevant for general payment and health supports as well. Again, you know, right across the country as well. Dublin, Clare, Meath, Cork, the best for a mother and baby
country,
home,
yeah,
all over the country. So those are covered by the scheme. So it's 20th of March, it's opening. Now is the time to familiarise yourself and to get applying once it opens, you know, in whatever way you want, to get whatever help you want in order to have your ducks in a row and have yourself involved, I suppose, in it.
Now, only the county homes that are actually mentioned on that list are the ones eligible.
Yeah.
Okay. So not every county home was recognised as being a mother and baby home. There were still arguments going on about that, though. But look, this is the final copy of the scheme now, and it's been passed by the Dáil and signed by the President, so this is it.
Yeah. And that one covers, in Kerry, it's the county home in Killarney, St. Columbanus House.
Well, that's actually on one of the...
Yeah, with the list.
That's on one of the lists.
Closed in 1963.
Yeah. But also, too, it depends on if you were 5 months and 28 days in one of those mother and baby homes, you do not qualify. You have to be 6 months or more.
Yeah.
So that's another issue. The payment scheme office helpline, I give out the number here.
Yeah.
It will be operating from 10 a.m. Wednesday. It's actually from 10 a.m. Wednesday, 28th of February, which is operating already.
Yeah.
You can contact that, +353 for England, 01-522-9992. This helpline will be open between 9 and 6, Monday to Friday. And that is the Payment Scheme Office Helpline. Okay?
Okay. Very important.
Then you have the HSC helpline for the county homes, mother and baby county homes institutions. And that is 1-800-817-517. Okay?
Okay. 1-800-817-517.
Uh-huh. And then you have TUSLA. It's the Child Family Agency. Now, they're dealing with a lot of tracing, people who want to trace
document
their relatives
and
their background. Yeah. And if anybody's interested in that, that is +353 for the UK and 01-77-18-500. That's for Ireland.
77-01-77-18-500. That's the TUSLA line for tracing documents. Okay, and that's for people who want to get the documents and get things ready for when the scheme opens and going from there, Eileen.
But there's a postal address for those who don't want to phone, and that's Burnell Buildings, Houston, South Quarter, St. John's Road, West, Dublin 8, DO8X01F.
And that's for TUSLA.
That's for the child, that's for TUSLA.
Okay, all right, very good. Eileen, listen, there's a lot to take in. I know a lot of people will be making calls and accessing information and hopefully it'll get the compensation, I suppose, they deserve.
Gerry, I would say, if at all possible, go on to gov.ie and look for the Mother and Baby Institution Payment Scheme for those who have access to it. If not, get a family member or get a trustworthy friend. But, you know, somebody that you really can trust to
help
get
you
the information
with it.
For you.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all there.
It's all there.
Yeah.
I know I read out a lot there to you, but...
No, it's all there, and it's great to have it. gov.ie/payment scheme, that's the link. Or if you go on to gov.ie, there'll be a link you can click in that for that. Eileen?
And also, also that people can sign up to the Mother and Baby Home, Mother and Baby Home, all one word, at equality.gov.ie, and they will get a monthly email from the Roger Gorman's office, keeping them updated on how things are going.
Okay, brilliant. That's great. Okay. Eileen, thanks for giving us all that information. Very important.
And thanks for giving me the time to say it, Gerry.
No problem.
I appreciate that.
Eileen Malloy there with very important information. Those helpline numbers again, the payment scheme helpline number is 01522 9992. That's open 9 to 6 a.m., which is 9 to 6 on Monday to Friday. The HSE helpline number for Mother and Baby Homes is 1-800-817-517. And the TUSLA helpline, that's dealing with records requests. If you're trying to get access to your records, it's 01771 8500. That's 771 8500. So that payment scheme helpline number is 01522 9992, and that's open from 9 a.m. 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, and tomorrow is the day when the applications process opens.